And there you have it, the new Beatles song. It's amazing they got together.
That's not new. That's
and they
not
recorded
the new one.
That. Yeah.
That's not the new one.
Yeah. Paul had found it laying on
that's
the ground.
Not the new one.
And they put it together with the help of Jeff Lynne of ELO right there. That
that's
one.
Part of the new story.
It sounds a little like Aerosmith.
No?
I think it was. That's what it says on the tape here. On the tape.
On the tape, Grandpa yeah. said.
Yes, I have it. Recording.
On Fridays.
Yeah, mofo!
We do our old request fest.
Yes, we do.
So from 5 to 7, it's all requests.
It's nothing but requests, and it's loud stuff and no ballads. We don't want any bleeding ballads, you bastards.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about celebration songs.
Okay. That sounds too cheerful for me.
Nope. You'll love it.
Okay, good.
You'll love it.
Okay.
Who's Naked Now?
Who's Naked Now?
And you could get a gold-covered vibrator for Christmas.
Hey, everybody that knows me, you know I'm going to need about 10 of those. Bring them.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So many amazing shows happening in Los Angeles right now. GNR and Black Keys last night.
Yep.
Kiss playing the Hollywood Bowl.
Kiss.
Playing the Hollywood Bowl tonight. And then that guy right there, Mammoth, WVH. I love that song, Epiphany. Man, do I love that song.
That is great. Yeah.
He's going to be at the Belasco. That is going to be happening on December 9th. So
all right.
Any shows we could definitely recommend, definitely go see Mammoth at the Belasco December 9th.
The day after Halloween is Christmas.
It is. It's all
That's
started.
That's how it works.
Sure.
Actually, Christmas started even earlier in October.
Can't have that.
I'm saying like in stores and stuff.
And
in
I hate
October.
It. I'm okay with, Christmas. I guess, after November 1st, hearing the damned, Merry Christmas, everybody, and season's greetings,
right?
LA. Who says things like that?
No one. Zero
whatever,
people.
Whatever. Okay.
But so I found a list of ridiculous items that you can get for Christmas.
Cool.
On Goop. You know what that is?
No. I like it, though. The name.
That is Gwyneth Paltrow's site.
Goop.
And it's
I've heard of that. Yeah, right.
Absurd.
Yeah, why? Like
all
what?
Of it is absurd.
Just
her whole thing is crazy. Like, she had a candle that was vagina.
Yeah, smelled like her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you could remember the moment that you didn't share with her one night.
Right. So the first thing on this list that you could buy for somebody for Christmas is a Poppies and Crane backgammon set.
Poppies and Crane? What
I don't
does that
know
mean?
What that is.
Okay.
I guess that's a brand.
Did you ever play backgammon?
No.
I was in Alaska, bored out of my mind as a teen, and we sat there and played hours and hours. I got really good at backgammon.
Were you? That's not much of a brag.
No, it really isn't.
Were you playing on a $14,580 game?
Is that how much that one cost?
Yep.
I do believe it was $1.95 at Walgreens. So
$14,000.
Wow. That's worth it. That's a good investment in your future.
Do you eat escargot?
No. I do like, what is the eggs, fish eggs? Caviar.
Caviar, yeah.
I love me some caviar. But
this is antique escargot picks.
What?
So they're old, I guess?
And they've been used many,
many,
many times.
They're $567 a piece.
Oh, I'm thinking don't get me those.
Right. You don't want that?
No.
You can rent an island in Fiji. It only runs you $39,500 a night.
There's this show, Island.
Hold, please.
I want it.
Minimum 3 days. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there's one of these shows that I watch all the time on whatever, and they that's what they do. They go around, they're either renting, and for that kind of money, an island for a couple of days.
What?
Or buying them for $1 million+. And I love the show. I want it.
What's the name of it?
Island Hunters, actually. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You could take a 7-day airship cruise to the North Pole.
Well, on the Hindenburg?
They don't even give you, it looks like it. That is what it looks like. They don't give you a price on that one. You have to figure that one out.
I love that idea.
Now, she also gets a lot into the weird woo-woo stuff, is what I like to call
this
it.
Is called, this is Goop. This is where you buy all this great stuff for Christmas.
Yes.
Goop. Okay.
GOOP.com.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gong Exploration Workshop.
Gong Exploration
is a $200 thing that you can get, and you can find your perfect gong.
So you can reenact the gong show, Chuck Barris?
And you can get one guidance from a gong master.
Is J.P. Morgan going to flash everybody?
Did you hear gong master?
Yeah, gong master.
You can get actual lessons from a gong master.
Listen, folks, if you're not interested in that, I'm a bong master.
Right, very different. That is very different.
A lot more fun.
There's an executive producer experience at the Floki Studios Doppler Farm. There's no price given, but this is a resort in the Northern Lights at this world-class studio on Iceland's pristine Troll Peninsula. I just want to remind you, we're talking about Christmas.
Right.
Gifts.
Right. For the very poor.
Yes. And finally...
have much money?
This is the one Sligo does want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Inez 24-karat gold G-Spot Vibrator. 24-karat gold.
Yep.
It'll run you $15,000.
That's a pretty fair price compared to everything else. Sure, and you know, you want quality down yonder. You know what I'm saying?
So I can get that for you for Christmas?
Yes, please.
All right.
Please.
I'm done then. At which point, he ran back to his room, took off his clothes.
Disrobed.
And ran out into the lobby and started singing opera at the top of his lungs, nude.
But at least it was good. You know, a lot of times, like, I'll bust out into opera, and it's horrible.
So you think the people were just sitting around going, oh, this is lovely.
No, except for the visual, I'm kind of enjoying this.
He threatened staff.
That's sure fun.
Because he was angry.
Right.
They called the police. And they evacuated residents to safe areas when Holland reappeared from his room wielding a bow and arrow.
That's not an arrow.
It's a metal-tipped arrow.
Ooh. Wow, dude, come on. Wait, just because he wanted to go leave the building?
He wanted to leave the building and because it was voluntary. Then he caused $3,000 worth of damage to the home. He broke down doors. He set off fire extinguishers.
Oh, dude.
And he threw concrete blocks at visitors' cars.
So he was a diva.
Yes, he was. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Eventually, the police got there, and he had the bow and arrow, and they tased him, and then...
Don't tase me, bro.
And then he kept the bow and arrow, and they tased him again.
Wow.
And he kept the bow and arrow aiming it at people.
Was he still naked this whole
time?
Yes. Oh, God.
Then they tased him a third time.
Oh, man.
And he dropped the bow and arrow and ran into his room. Eventually, the police broke into the room and handcuffed the retired opera singer, who is a graduate of the prestigious Royal College of Music in London.
Well, we got to call them up. You know what? I'm thinking the Who's Naked Now theme we just played.
Yeah.
We got to track this guy down and have him sing it, a new opera version from the naked, insane opera singer.
That would be pretty
great. Right?
I'm not positive how to get a hold of him, but I would like you to try.
I don't like the words get a hold of him, considering he's been naked this whole time.
We all have songs and bands that we love and we hate.
Sure, of course.
Some of the bands, I would say most bands fall into the category, for me at least, of I don't care about. And if I don't care about them, then I just
don't feel one way or the other.
Try to stay away,
right.
And I don't need to hear it, and it's not a big deal.
You know, yeah, I mean, all of my friends, I've always been very, very, very opinionated about music.
It's,
and it pretty is black and white with almost everyone I know. They either love them or absolutely loathe them, despise them.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Bands that you loathe and despise. Maybe even unwarranted. You know what I mean? Like, you just, there's something in you that reacts viscerally to that band.
Right. You can't really put your finger on why you can't stand them. But
right. And you know, like, I don't know why I hate them this much, but I sure do.
Creed leaps to mind for me.
Creed is what we're talking about. The Texas Rangers won their first World Series.
Yeah.
On Wednesday by beating the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, boy, my friends in Arizona were thrilled.
And they had a celebration in the locker room after winning the championship.
Okay. That's
so
a huge deal.
So they win the World Series for the first time ever for that franchise.
Right.
They have champagne.
Kind of like you do.
They're spraying it on everybody.
Yep.
And they're singing this song.
What is that?
Can you take me higher?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Texas. There's your problem. Then they were drunk.
They
That's
said
terrible.
They said that that song is the sort of their song this year.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, they were having an up and down season, and as the season got into the later, you know, months, they started playing that song in the locker room to pump them up.
Mm. Now, how these guys are probably in their 20s, so when Creed was happening,
20s and 30s?
They weren't even born yet. So they don't know.
So how do they discover Creed now?
Some old man said, you know, I love this band. Everybody gave me grief, but I'm going to start playing it for the kids.
How does a team rally around a song by Creed?
That's a good question.
What are you talking about? better songs to rally around out there already.
Sure. A hundred of them. Thousands of them.
But Creed higher. Really?
Yeah.
At the peak of their careers. They're singing Higher by Creed.
No. It doesn't sound... Is this actually the recording? Because it doesn't sound any worse than the record did.
No, that's not the recording.
No?
I am happy to report that we don't have it.
Yeah, it's not here at all. Woohoo!
I checked with Sluggo.
Score
I
was like, one for KLOS.
Please tell me we don't have that in our library.
That place across the street used to play it a lot.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Like, stop. There's so much better stuff.
I remember seeing a plaque on the wall that said Creed had sold 20 million albums.
Are you the ones who vandalized that one? Because that was, wow, what happened to that particular gold record in the hall at the other place. And no comment.
No
I
comment.
See.
But honestly, yeah. Like 20 million? Come on now.
No, people love them.
I mean, they know? Had their day.
They
but
did.
Is it now? I think they're going on the road again now.
Every band is. It's sort of required. They're just sort of like, hold on a second, our bank account.
But I don't know that
better go.
Creed's been a thing. I don't know. I don't know why I'm talking about Creed.
Well, there's always, everybody. I mean, and of course, and I have, everybody has a band that they love and other people hate. And then you can't bring them over. You can't win them over. You know, if you like love some band and your friends despise it, loathe it. I got a lot of crap when I was picking up Judas Priest and AC/DC records and as a kid.
From your friends?
Yeah. And I'm like, shut up. I like it. You know, so.
So what we want is.
There's always someone who doesn't get it.
Songs you.
Bands you.
Bands you get made fun of for liking. You like it. And other people are just like, what? What are you talking? Because I know there are people out there right now that like Creed.
Yes, and if you call to say that you love Creed, here's what you're going to hear. We don't care. That one doesn't matter. You're not going to ever talk us into
there.
It. Oh, yeah. 20 million of them, apparently.
Yeah, well, or more. So what is the band?
You won't talk us into it. Don't try.
Right.
But the band that you still love other than Creed.
And everybody gives you a hard time about it. 818-955-KLOS.
Just glad I don't have to.
Wait,
I don't blame you. Play them anymore. That particular band.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about the Texas Rangers won the World Series and celebrated by singing Creed.
I don't understand that at all.
And for some reason, Creed just makes my blood curdle.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And I can't put my finger on it, but I can't stand that band. Never have been able to.
I think Scott's a douche.
Yeah, is that the deal?
I think that's part of it.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Just to me, it just was crap.
So we're talking bands that you get crap for liking.
Yeah, you think they're good, but everybody else hates. What do you got?
How about Silverchair? They were all about 14 years old.
Unbelievable you would say that, because 1 second ago, Sluggo was telling me that when he was working in New York radio, they asked him if he would interview Silverchair, and he said no.
The only band I've ever turned down, dude. The only band ever.
They probably wouldn't be able to make it into the building. They didn't have ideas.
That's true.
That is a good point.
I know. I didn't really have much to say. So what do you guys think about, like, what? I don't know. We're 12.
Yeah. How's the cartoons today?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
That's
perfect. That was weird. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about the band.
That you love and everyone else hates. Yeah.
Dude, Air Supply, man.
Wow, you like Air Supply?
Wow.
Hell, I grew up on it.
Are you the one who calls and asks for Air Supply every once in a while?
No.
Oh, someone does.
Good for you. At least you recognize that other people aren't on the same train.
But I will say this. I will say this. In 1980, I liked Air Supply.
Did you?
Yeah.
But then you grew 1 year older.
Sort of moved on.
Then you grew 1 year older and went, nope.
I started hearing AC/DC, and I'm like, you know what? That's a little better.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Guys, so band that I love and I get so much heat for is 311.
311? Who's giving you crap for 311? They rule.
Yeah, we both like 311.
Crap, Peanut, man. Peanut rules.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Who gives you crap?
Yeah. Give us an address.
somewhere in Alhambra. That's
all right. We'll come over there and we'll knock on doors.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Alhambra, open up. 311 rules. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. Brian in Anaheim.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Marcy Weiser hates when I call in during the boot camp to request the warning again.
The warning? Oh, the band, the warning?
The Three Sisters from Monterrey, Mexico.
I don't know who they are.
I don't either.
Why does she hates them, huh?
Oh, I call in all the time and request them. She's over it.
We're with her then. We're with Marcy.
Look them up.
Marcy's doing the right thing.
Start calling and asking us for it.
And we've got her back.
And then we'll hate them too.
Can you play the warning?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get right to it.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
It's Warrant.
What?
Warrant.
Warrant.
Ah, no, man. Come on. Cherry pie. That's good stuff. I like it.
Cherry pie's terrible.
You know, that always happens, though. The biggest song from the band, like, I love the Pixies. Their biggest song is Here Comes Your Man. Can't stand it.
Right.
Can't stand that song.
That seems to happen, yeah.
It does. Really weird. All right. Perfect example. Band you love and everybody else
you
hates.
Get made fun of for liking who? 818-955-KLO. We were talking about the Texas Rangers. When they won the World Series, were singing Creed Higher.
That's
while celebrating in the locker room with the champagne.
That's like rubbing it into everyone that lost. Arizona. I mean,
what the hell?
It's just terrible. It's a rude thing to do.
And Creed is one of those bands that I just can't.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We're on the same page. It
drives me crazy. So we're asking you, what is the band that you like that you get crap for liking?
Limp Bizkit. For me, that's like new metal was my genre that I grew up with. It's the first genre that belonged to me, and an outside force didn't make me love it. You know, like the Beatles or something like that.
So you still love it?
Yes, I'm listening to it right now.
Hey, listen to KLOS. How dare you, sir? No, I did actually really like playing Limp Bizkit when it was new because it was just so in your face. I'm like, what is
it's
this?
Pretty aggressive. Yeah,
yeah, I all really right. actually liked it.
That first album to me is still their best. It's all went downhill from there, but.
Hey, Fred, did you hear that?
Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Band you love, everybody else hates.
The band is Zebra.
Zebra, if you're from England.
A little underrated, but I still like them.
You seen them very much? Seen them play live?
No, actually, they're coming up here soon, so I'm probably going to see them.
Yeah, do it. Right on. Support your favorite band, even if everybody else gives you crap. That's the right way to do it.
Well,
unless it's Silverchair. All right, thank you.
Unless it's Silverchair. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I'm calling about the bands that you're embarrassed to say you like.
Yes.
Yeah, I happen to like ABBA, and my wife hates that I like ABBA.
What's your favorite ABBA song?
Knowing Me, Knowing You, Dancing Queen.
Just all their hits.
Hey, what about The Visitors? Do you know that song by ABBA?
No, I don't.
Dig it out if you like ABBA. That's a weird one.
What's happening? You're giving them a recommendation for ABBA?
Nah, it's not because I kind of like ABBA, that's for sure.
What's happening?
That's for darn sure. It's not because I kind of... I hear it. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
It's going well, thank you. We're talking about the bands that you're embarrassed to like.
Well, I'm not too embarrassed, but some of my friends don't like Supertramp.
Hmm.
I'm old school. I grew up with them, just like Led Zeppelin being my favorite, but I love Supertramp. They put on a great show.
I'm with your friends.
You guys rock. Don't ever change.
Thank you.
G from the freeway.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
I like somebody that you can tell that you hate their band and they go, hey, you guys are cool.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's plenty of music I like that's terrible.
What music do you like that you get made fun of? Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey there. Bands that you get made fun of for liking.
Gene loves Jezebel.
Oh, today, this very day, on that other thing that I do, I was talking about how much I love Gene loves Jezebel and all of my friends hated them. Did you happen to hear that, or were you just saying it?
No, I didn't hear that, but I love them. I've loved them for so long. They're
me
awesome.
Too. Yeah, they are. And everybody hates them, don't they?
Everybody hates them. It just gives me so much
grief
for it.
Yeah.
Grief. It's terrible, but they are great. And they're playing coming up at Coach House down in Costa Mesa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Pretty excited. But yeah, Gene loves Jezebel.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you for calling, and thanks for being a Gene Loves Jezebel fan with me.
Oh, for sure. No problem.
Right on, take care.
KLOS, hello.
Grand Funk Railroad, E Pluribus Funk, Shine On, we're an American band. My friends make fun of me. I love Grand Funk.
That's insane to not like Grand Funk. You need new friends.
I agree, man. I agree. I love my Grand Funk.
Right on, thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Maybe you guys can answer this question. Nickelback.
Whoa. What's the question?
Yeah.
Why does everybody hate Nickelback?
Honestly, I don't know for sure. I'll tell you why I do.
Yeah, why?
Because their lyrics are nothing but cliches.
Is that it?
Yes, for me, that's part of it. It's just cliche after cliche after cliche.
Our friend Keith is a big fan of Nickelback.
Is he?
Yeah. He's always trying to get more on.
I think I don't like him too much.
For me, they're wallpaper. To me, they're just, there's nothing that stands out to their music, and everything in music has to jump out in some weird way and be something unique and unusual for
me. Do you love Nickelback?
I like Nickelback.
All right, get off the phone.
Kevin wants to hang up on you, but maybe I'll play in Keith's honor one Nickelback song.
Nope.
What would be the Nickelback song you'd want to hear?
Nope.
Kevin is slapping my hand away. He won't let me do it. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for calling, though.
Thanks for playing along, though. Kevin?
Yes, Sluggo?
Are you ready?
I am.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. And this
is the Old Request Fest.
Yeah, man. Want party music? What's going to get your weekend started? Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
Or if you're still on Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
And we're thinking no air supply.
Correct.
Maybe ABBA, but nope. Definitely no air supply.
Nope. Van Halen Pound Cake is for Liz in Hollywood.
Good suggestion, Liz.
What would you do with $1 million? Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving one lucky winner $1 million. On December 18th in the Million Dollar Moment, details at yamava.com, must be 21 to enter, and that is who is bringing you the All Request Fest. Hello?
Hello, what's up, boys?
Hi, we're doing the All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
Hey, do you guys think you could play me Fugazi's Waiting Room? Is that a possibility?
It's also our All Request Fest. Ryan requested Higher by Creed.
Come on, Ryan.
To which I say, no, sir.
How dare you, sir?
And Brian wants to hear Hollywood, Down on Your Luck by Thin Lizzy.
Oh, hell yeah. You got it, dude. There are so many great songs about Hollywood.
Yep.
I like 999. I love their song, Hollywood. And then there's Concrete Blonde, Still in Hollywood.
Sure.
Great stuff. Hey, Hollywood, what's up?
Melly Mel wants to say, hi, it's my mama's birthday this weekend. Oh, can we hear Mother's Little Helper?
Look at this stack of CDs I have
here. I know. You brought them in from home. I like that.
A whole bunch
Sluggo
of weird stuff.
Will bring in a CD with just one song on it.
That's right. I burn.
Super weird.
Through so many of them. It's $1 a piece,
you
man.
You need to put more songs on than one.
$1 a holler. Well, I just think, oh, I really want to put on System of a Down, Chop Suey, if someone asks for it.
All right.
Just in case someone asks for it.
Right.
You know, System of a Down, Chop Suey.
It is the All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, and you can hit us up on Twitter as well if you want to
Kevin and Sluggo.
System of a Down, Chop Suey, or anything, whatever you want to hear.
Hello, KLOS.
Yo, Kevin, what's up, man?
Hey!
How are you, man? I've been listening to you since I was like a little kid. I'm 21 now when you were with Bean. It's good to hear you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can I request, let's see, I was thinking Atomic Punk by Van Halen.
Oh, that's a gooder. Kevin, you like that, right?
I do, yes.
It is so good to hear from you, man, all right? Have a good one.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Who are you?
Camden Lang.
Camden? Van Halen?
Yeah.
On KLOS.
You got it, man.
Killer Stuff by Request, Van Halen. That was for Camden, he said his name was,
yes,
right?
It was.
Camden,
yeah.
Right on. There you go. It is the KLOS All Request Fest, happening thanks to Yamaval Resort and Casino. What will you do with $1 million? Question mark. Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel has given one lucky winner $1 million on December 18th in the Million Dollar Moment. Details are at yamaval.com. Must be 21 to enter. We are looking for songs.
It's our All Request Fest, so yeah. Normal party songs, but also songs that maybe stretch our format a little.
Yeah, way off to the left a little.
Maybe we don't play them often.
Yeah. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, request line. Something that you don't normally play. Stevie Wonder, I Wish.
Oh, I love that song.
I do love that song as well.
I love that song. That is definitely off the beaten path.
Yes, it is.
Who are you?
My name is Rocky from El Rio.
It's Friday!
Woo!
Friday!
Woo!
Yes, it is.
One Vision to start this weekend, and it involves Queen.
One Vision by Queen.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I think we can do it. I got to check the motherboard. Let me check the motherboard. I'm checking the motherboard.
No one says that.
The motherboard says yes.
Woo-hoo!
Do you see this here?
Yep.
See what I have?
Yep.
Do you see what it says, the band name?
Yep.
That's one of my favorites. I love this. You were talking about people hate the band you love?
Yes.
This is definitely one of them, and I can't read this name. Who asked for this? But who cares? Happy to play it for you now on KLOS. I would say that's an ass kicker. As promised a couple of hours ago, new Mick Mars for you that is Loyal to the Lie in the KLOS All Request Fest.
You can give us a call for the next hour, 818-955-KLOS.
And we're still on Twitter, and we still insist on calling it Twitter, and we are at
Kevin and Sluggo.
Always picture the album cover when that happens. It's the Scorps and the All Request Fest, which is happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino. What would you do with $1 million? Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving one lucky winner $1 million on December 18th in the $1 million moment. Details are at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Can I hear some Santana?
Strutter, that's for everyone who's going to see Kiss tonight.
Kiss.
Yeah, that was for you if you're going to see Kiss tonight at the Hollywood Bowl.
Kiss.
From their mind-bendingly good Can't Find the Brakes album, that is Dirty Honey and Won't Take Me Alive.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can I hear some Dio? Last in line.
Well, it is the KLOS All Request Fest, so the answer to your question is no. I'm sorry, yes.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's our precious, stinking All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
Well, my favorite British band.
Yeah, okay. Who is it?
What is it?
The Kinks.
Ah, nice one.
Who are you?
Elliot.
Elliot, push number 13 on your touchtone phone now to start a Kink song.
Okay.
Do we need to point out what just happened there, the two in a row? We don't need to point that out. We're good. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, hello. I'd like to
request.
We could pick whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
Whatever song.
It's an all request.
Yeah, it's a jukebox. Go for it.
Hey, I want My Detachable Penis. I haven't heard it in forever.
That is a classic.
And it sounds a little like this. I'm going to go home and drain my jar of a little bit of, well, it's not whiskey, vodka. I moved on from whiskey.
A lot of vodka.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, it's not a jar.
It's a barrel, baby.
It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. People are already putting out Christmas items you can buy. As soon as Halloween is past, you go right to Christmas. Including Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop website, where you can buy a $25,000 gold-plated vibrator.
Now, you told me you're getting me this for Christmas, right?
I'm getting you a couple.
I'm counting on it, man.
And in Who's Naked Now, this story had everything.
Who's Naked Now?
It involved a former opera star who's naked in the rest home and threatening people with a bow and arrow and singing opera.
This
getting tased by the police in the middle of it.
It's our future, Kevin. It is our future.
Like a year from now.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
One last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Guns N' Roses, their latest thing, perhaps. Guns N' Roses, who just wrapped up their U.S. tour with a couple of shows at the Hollywood Bowl ending last night. Now, you know, look at this picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, last time
that
I
looked that looks great.
I mean, right? The stage is so lit up. It's so amazing. It's beautiful. And I was just thinking, last time I saw Guns N' Roses a very long time ago, did not look like that. That was not the kind of show, the stage, but we're good for them at the Hollywood Bowl. That's pretty huge. So, well done. The Long Run album from the Eagles hit number one on the U.S. album charts and stayed there for 9 weeks starting today on this day in rock in 1979. Hey, you know Neil Young's album Hawks and Doves? Yeah, it was released on this day in rock in 1980. Because more than 1,000 singers and musicians got together in Cessna, Italy to play the Foo Fighters song Learn to Fly together to try and talk the band into playing Cessna, Italy. Foo Fighters played Cessna, Italy on this day in rock in 2015.